This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday as it pounded Gaza to root out Hamas and deploying forces north of the densely populated Palestinian enclave where the militants said they were still fighting after their cross-border assault. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel in the middle of the crisis as a tangible sign of what President Joe Biden calls, quote, unshakable American support. VOA Cindy Sain has more.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded, its military said, from Hamas militants' hours-long rampage after breaching the fence enclosing Gaza on Saturday. Israeli strikes have now killed more than 1,000 and wounded 5,000, Gaza's health ministry said, hitting more than